The centerpiece of Larry Cook's gun collection is tucked away in a safe in his garage, surrounded by hundreds of hunting trophies and duck decoys.
This is called a Belgium humpback Browning. They were a very popular gun, probably from the 1920s through the late 60s, maybe early 70s.
The Browning A5 is a heavy, sturdy 12-gauge shotgun with little in the way of embellishments if you don't count the series of swirled engravings on the receiver. And yeah, there's a nick here, a ding there. The forestock is stained dark from endless hours resting in Larry's left hand. But overall, it's in excellent condition. He's taken good care of it over the years.
You ready?
Yep.
The Browning isn't just a hunting gun. It holds meaning and memories. It takes him back to a quiet morning he spent with his father.
The first time he ever took me squirrel hunting, we went to this place. You had to go through this big, long field, and it had briars and all kinds of thistles and stuff in it. I'm like 5 or 6 years old, just a little fella. And Daddy would turn and say, "Son, do I need to carry you?" And I'd say, "No, Daddy, I can walk." Because I was afraid if I said, "Yes, Daddy," he wouldn't bring me anymore.
Hunting was never that important to D.T. Cook. For him, squirrel hunting was just an opportunity to relax and spend some time with his son.
And our squirrel hunting consisted of sitting under a tree, and he'd go to sleep, and my job was to wake him up when I saw a squirrel. Well, I didn't realize then that raising a family of 6 children, and of course his wife, that he was worn out. So when he'd go to sleep, I'd say, "Daddy, why are you asleep? We're squirrel hunting."
Larry Cook hunted with his father until he joined the military at age 18. Before he left for basic training, his father gave him a gift. It was the Belgium Browning shotgun, an expensive present for a working-class family like the Cooks.
I remember it was in a box, and it so stunned me. Now, remember, I was a student, so, poor. And to see a Browning was staggering. To be honest with you, I cried. Very special.
His father downplayed the significance of the gift.
He said, "Now, son, don't get that emotional. Don't get sentimental on me." I said, "Dad, you have no idea what this means to me."
D.T. Cook passed away in 1985. Larry still misses him, and he connects with his father and his memories of him every year on the opening day of squirrel season.
When I sit down, I'm usually there at least a half hour before daylight. I do that intentionally just to just be there with Dad, so to speak. It's very emotional. I'm not going to say it's not. I remember him very deeply at those times. I mean, it's my connection with my past and with him. And when I kill one or whatever, I usually say out loud, "That one's for you, Dad."
Larry takes the squirrel's tail to the cemetery where his father's buried. He lays it in the flower urn next to the gravestone. This ritual offers Larry a moment of peace, a chance to reflect, and a simple way to say thank you. I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.